Okay, we were finishing the sugya, starting the sugya of Havamiva. What did we learn in the Gemara yesterday? That man, three different cases, all pretty much the same. A man is being Isaac in selling things, or in drinking, or in eating. And a woman says, "Give me some of what you have." And he responds by saying, "Yavin alach mekudeshesli." So if she says Hava Miva, so that the Gemara knew for a pashtus that that's not a kedushin, she's just dismissing him. If she said Belashin Hav, she said a more serious lashon of Hav, so the Gemara had an ibaya, and the Gemara said the hilchisa is that, like Rav Samba Baraksa, that he said, Eina Mekudeshes. So even if you say Hav, it's Eina Mekudeshes. The question is, what is the Kud of the Gemara? What is the case here? Why is it not a good Kedushin? So the top Taisvis, yes, the Kash. Let's see Taisvis, and then we'll see what the other Rishonim say. In Taima, Frek Taisvis. Mi Gara Maten Mois Laplaini de Mekudeshes. Kalshin Shemeres Tenli. Migara Mitain Mois Laplaini de Mukudeshes. Kalshin Shemeres Tenli. Why is Hav any different? If she would say Hav Laplaini, it would be a good Kedushin. She says Hav Li. What's wrong with the Lashon Hav? Hav and Tain, the same word. So what's the problem with this Lashon Kedushin? What is the case in this Gemara that was saying that this Gemara is Mechadish, that it's not a Kedushin? What's the case? Ishleimer. Shani Hach. The problem in our Gemara is the Meikara Haisa She'eles Shalai B'Teres Kedushin. The whole Nekuda of the Gemara is that since originally she asked for a gift, she asked Shalai B'Teres Kedushin, she just said, "Give me a matana." Umishim Hachi Ikala Meimach Shemeres Hav Adaita the Meikara Kam. Memela now, when she says Hav, it's doing it Adaita the Meikara on her original Das. So, which is, she wants a matana. So, Mamela, that's our Gemara, that it's not a good Kedushin. So, what is the Chiddush of our Gemara? That if she starts off asking for a matana, if when she begins, she asks for a matana, then later, she says Hav, we assume that Hav is a continuation of the original Kavana. And Mamela, it's not a good Kedushin. This is Taisa. All right, Taisa is easy. Taisa says the chsarin is because of the way she started. What comes out from Taisa? Let's say a woman comes upon a man who's drinking wine, and she doesn't ask for anything. He's drinking wine. He tells her, "If I give you wine, will you marry me?" And she says, "Have." So then it's certainly a good kedushin. What Taisa is saying. If she would just say Hav, and she never asked for a matana in the first place, she didn't start talking, she didn't ask for anything. Just he said, "If I give you wine, will you marry me?" She said Hav, so it's good kedusha according to Taisus. The whole chesar according to Taisus is the fact that Meikara, she said something else. This is the way Taisus learned the sugya. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba learns, what's the chesaron in Hav? The Rashba learns that the chesaron in Hav is that it's not a normal response. The man said to her, the man asked her a question. He asked a question. His question was, "If I give it to you, will you marry me?" So she should say yes or no. She should answer with a yeah. If she needs to be married, say yes. She should say okay. She should say a lashon, which is clear what she wants. Hav sounds like a dismissive lashon. Sounds like, "Will you marry me? Hav, just give it to me. Let me just give it to me." The lashon hav, the Rashba learns, is more of a. It doesn't answer the question since it was the lashon she'ila. So memela, there's no kedushin. This is the Rashba's understanding. What? Tone of voice, you mean? The tone of voice. The tone? If the tone of voice makes it clear one way or the other, then there would be no shayla. I guess we mean stam, she says hav. If there would be other ayahs, there would be other ayahs. Stam, she said hav. See, according to the Rajma, what would be the din if a woman comes upon a man who's drinking wine, and she doesn't ask, and he just says, will you marry me if I give you? And she says, hav, like the Rajma, but it's not a kedushin. Because the hochsarin is that he asked the question, she says, hav. According to Taisus, it would be a kedushin. Because according to Taisus, the hochsarin is because you started with Lashon Shiila, so now, when you say hav, you're going back to your original Lashon Shiila. So Taisus and the Rajma argue in this Tekuda, Nafkamin, in this case, where a man just asks a woman, will you marry me? And she says, have. So Taisus holds it's a good condition, and the Rashba holds it's not a good condition. What is this machlaikis toliyin? It's a little hard to understand. Why was it machlaikis toliyin? What would it be if I would ask you? Before we started the sugya, I would ask you the shayla. A man is drinking wine, and a woman comes, and the man says, will you marry me if I give you a cup of wine? And she says, have. What would you say? Which sheet is more pashit? Hmm? What would you say? It's a good condition. It's not a good condition. Huh? More pashit? Which is the Rashi sheet? But Taisus holds that if you would just say, will you marry me if I give you wine? And she says, have, then it's a good kiddush. Like Taisus says, the chesaron is because Meikara, she started with Lashon Shiila. So if she never started with Lashon Shiila, if she never asked for matana, Taisus says it would be good. Right? Right, Jackie? According to Taisus, it is good. But you said it's more pasha like Taisus that it's not good. So yeah. No, she didn't ask. He asked first. She comes, she's walking down the street, and he's drinking wine, and then he says to her, if I give you a glass of wine, will you marry me? And she says, have. That's a machlokes here. Taisus holds that it's such a case would be a good kedushin. And the Rashba holds such a case it would not be a good kedushin. Now, if you want to try to get the lumdis of this, it's a little hard to figure out what's right, to figure out the lumdis of a machlokes, you have to first figure out which side is more mustaver to you, and then you can try to figure out this side keneged. So the question is, which side is more mustaver to you? A man comes, a man just tells a woman, she didn't say anything. A man tells a woman, if I give you the wine, will you marry me? And she says, have. What would you think? What? I think that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Hav is she's accepting it, no? The Rashba says it's not a normal answer. She should answer yes. What is Hav?
What's the difference? If she doesn't say anything else, we'd say put it on top of the rack or put it in my lap. Would he say also that it's not he's not saying yes, so it's not gonna be a good kedushin?
If she would say put it right here, so then
it's
what would
not
be
a yes smell, so
I'm not sure. Have.
Same type of thing.
Give. See, if she's adding more details, if she's saying give it in this way, put it on this place, maybe that would be different. She's not adding anything new. She's just saying give. So, I agree with you. The Pashto Svara should be there. It should be a good Kedushin. Right? That's what. No? The Pashto Svara should be there. It should be a good Kedushin. So now. What's Pshat of the Rashba? What's Pshat of the Rashba? Her tone of voice again. Her facial expression.
Yeah.
She's getting married, she should look happy. I'm not going to tell you. Obviously, we're talking a case when all these things are not machriya. If there are other rais that are machriya, so then they're nochinami. Maybe she did want it, she just didn't ask for it. You're telling me she's willing to get married for it, and, you know, she's giving up a ring for this. She can get something, right? She's doing it. So what's Pshat of the Rashba? The Rashba says it's not a good Kedushin because you have to answer 10. It's a have, it's no good. That's the Hezbollah. Do the Edom have to know Hadas? Could it be what? Could it, what? If she answers hand, then it's certainly good. Oh, I said that, I'm sorry. If she says hang, then it's very good. It's certainly good. If she says have, which is the same as hang, right, then it's.
Bezim will have to be.
Rashi says it's no good. What?
Bezim will have to go ahead and check her.
Check her das. What we're trying to figure out now, when she says have, is that automatically that her das is yes? Or not? She's not. In this case, she didn't say anything yet. The case of the Gemara is she's repeating herself. The case of the in the Gemara's case, you're right. She's repeating herself. So Tosfos says she means what she started with. She wants a matana. Just the Nafgamina case is when she's not repeating herself. When he comes and he says, "If I give it to you, will you marry me?" And she says, "Have." So what should be? She's not repeating herself. He came to her and he said, "If I give you this, will you marry me?" She says, "Yes." She doesn't say yes. She says yes. It's pashim. She says tame or have. So then the Rashba says it's not a good Kedushin because it's not a normal answer. It would seem at the very least that the Rashba holds the Edom have to see Hadas clearly because Hav should be at least a Suffolk. The Rashba says it's no good. It would seem that the Rashba holds the Edom have to see Hadas clearly and somehow this is not a clear Gilui Das. Because Taka the Rashba is a tremendous Chiddush, what the Rashba is saying. That have, I don't know.
The Rashba holder is not answering the question. It shouldn't be a Kedushin because she's not answering this. The question is, if I give it to you,
will you marry me?
And she says, give it to me. So that's not answering the question.
See, it's not a kind of question I can answer you technically. I can only ask you, when you talk to people, how does it come across? If I tell somebody, if I give you this, will you do something else? And the person answers, give. So what does that mean? Does it mean give me as a matana? Or does it mean I agree? I think most people would lean towards saying that it means I agree. It's not something a person asked for before. The person's coming now, and you're saying, I'll give you this if. The person says, give it. So it sounds like the person's agreeing. So that Taisa's Shita is more glatt in the Hashkafa Rishayna. The Rashba Shita, why the Rashba holds have is no good. It seems that the Rashba at least holds that you need some strict requirement of the Edom seeing her das. That's the only way I can understand it. They have a pretty strict requirement, the Edom seeing her das, and it's not satisfied with have. Rashba seems to be a very big machmir in her being clear in what she wants. So this is a machlokes here, the Rashba and the Rush. Okay, so this is a machlokes. It has to do with knowing Hadas. It's always the sticky issue by Kedushin. How much is the lady's chaluk in the Kedushin? In the Rush adds one nekuda to this Gemara. That in the case of our Gemara, not the case of Nafkamina, the case of the Gemara, when she first asked for a matana, then he said, will you marry me? And she said, have. The Rush says, if after she said have, he went and he took the cup of wine, he said, okay, hariyat mokudeshes li b'koizesh al yayin, that's Moshe Yisrael. The Rush says, then it would be a good Kedushin if she takes it. Agamar is talking, she said have, and he just gave it to Abishtika. But let's say right afterwards he said Hari Atmakudeshus Li and she accepted it, then it would be a good Kedushin. Then it would be a good Kedushin with her shtika, with her being quiet.
That would be a
what?
Rashba?
So we have to see. Let's see how it plays out. The Rosh is not doesn't say who he holds like Tosfos or Rashi, but that's all he says. If he's a Gemara, and he says Nira, that if she is the person would say Hariat, then it would be a good condition.
Isn't that wine without the first half happening? She comes, asks for wine, and he says, "I have a person who
right.
wine."
So of course it's good, right? So the Rush means to say, L'chay, the Rush is not such a big chiddush. The Rush just is saying that even though beforehand she said a lashon hab, which is mashish, she's making fun of him. Nevertheless, if you have to, you say hariat, it's a good kiddush. Okay, it's very mistaver. He said hariat, and she knows what it means, so she accepted it. So it's a good kiddush. The diuk here in this Rush. That the Karban Nisanal and Avni Malua make from this Rush is that it's mashma that only if you say Hariat and she shaysik, it's a good kedush. What would have been if she asked him for a cup of wine and he said, I'll only give it to you if you'll marry me? He asked her a question and she was shaysik and she took it. Okay, case is She'ila v'shtika. He asked her, will you marry me for this? And she's quiet. What's it then? Okay, we know if he says, will you marry me for this cup of wine? She says, yes. It's a good kiddush. He says, will you marry me for this cup of wine? She says, have. In the Gemara's case, it's not a good kiddush. What would have been if she would have been quiet? She would have said nothing. Shtika.
That if she's quiet, that is the only way it's not good is if she protests, but otherwise even quiet.
Okay, but that's where he makes a statement. Where he says, Hari Amakudesh, and she's quiet, it's good. What happens when he asks Balasha She'ila? He asks her, will you marry me if I give it to you? And she's shaysik. It's Masha from the Rush that it's not a good Kedushin, because the Rush says, if he says Hari Amakudesh, he makes a statement, Hari Amakudesh, and she's shaysik, then it's good. If she would say Balasha She'ila, and he'd be shaysik, and she'd be shaysik. It's mashma that it's not a good kedushin. This is the yisoid that the Avnei Meluim and the Karmen Esanel say is the mashmais of this Rush. That shtika, if he asks and she's quiet, that's not agreeing to kedushin. There's no shtika kahidah on a question. If it would be a statement, hariat, and she's shaysik, so that's kahidah. That shtika is kahidah. But if it would be the Gemara's case, and she'd be shaysik, it's mashma from the Rush. That shtika, after a question, is not a haskama, which is again a chiddush. Shtika after a question is not a good kiddush. So this is again in Svara. What would you say if a man asks a woman, "Will you marry me if I give you the cup of wine?" and she takes the bishtika? I would think. I would have thought that it should be good.
No.
What? I would think half is worse than shtika. So shtika, I would think is good.
Huh? She didn't
protest. She didn't protest. So, I mean, a woman knows what she's getting into if he says, will you marry me if I give it to you? The idea from this Rush is that if she's shaysik, that... if she's shaysek, that she's not married. Okay. Is it a sukkim ba'isei inyan? Is it a sukkim ba'isei inyan? Yes, it's a sukkim ba'isei inyan. But feistais that the pashtus harash is that if he asks her and she doesn't say yes, that's a bad sign. That's megareya. He says, will you marry me if I give it to you? She doesn't answer his question. He asks her a question. If he said Hariyat, then it's good. It's a sukkah by sin. It's better than a sukkah by sin. Some of you are managed. But if he asks and she doesn't answer, it's like an insult. So the pashtus of the Rush is like the Rajba, but even a step more. Okay, that if you ask a woman a question, will you marry me if I give it to you? So the Rajba said, if she answers Hav, it's not a good Kiddush. Hav, she should have answered yes. She said Hav, it's not a good Kiddush. The deal from the Rush is that even Shtika is also not a good Kiddush. If you say, will you marry me if I give it to you? And she's shesik, she's seka, she's quiet. And she takes it. She's quiet, she doesn't take it, it would be a shayla. She's quiet and she takes it. And it's not a good kedushin. So we have a double chiddush. Huh? No? Huh? You follow? No, she'ila, he asks her, will you marry me if I give it to you? And she's quiet, she just takes it quietly. The diuk in the rush is that it wouldn't be a good chasna. Because since the rush said that if he says Hari At and she's shaysik, it's good. It's mashra if he just says, he asks, he doesn't say Hari At, he asks, will you marry me? And she's shaysik. It's mashra, it's no good. That's not a kedushin. So if you ask a woman a question, so chiddush number one, which was the Rajva, was if she answers Hav, it's not a good kedushin. Chiddush number two, which is a diuk in the rush, is that if she says nothing, she's quiet. But the man said, if Elosh Sheila, will you marry me if I give it to you? She's quiet. It's not a kedushin. Pashtus, it's like the Rajva, that if I ask you a question and you're quiet, it means you're making fun of my question. You're ignoring what I want. Yes. Why? It's worse than half. Is being quiet worse than half? Could being quiet be worse than half? The man says to him, will you marry me if I... See, these are things that you can't bring technical rayas. The question is, how would you feel if you ask somebody a question, if they say, if they just take it quietly, or if they say half? I would think half is more, but I guess it depends. Some people are more talkative, some people are less talkative. I don't know. It's hard to bring technical rayas to it. It's possible the other way, but it's not mistaver to me. Based just the nekuda you're saying, it's not mistaver. It could be a different nekuda, but I just want to go beseder. We'll get to it in a minute. All right, you follow? What we're learning today is don't ask ladies questions. Just tell them what to do. If you ask a question, then it depends on her. If you just say it, if you say Hariyam Kudeshusli, so she if she doesn't protest, then you're in the driver's seat. It's like you're Muzik and she's not. If you ask a question to a person, so then it depends on what they do. And the Rajba says if you ask a question, she says Hav, so it's not a good kedushin. And if you ask a question and she's shaysik, the mashmois harash is that it's also not a good kedush. If you're asking, it depends on her. The kasha on this, why it would be good? Because we assume the shtik is kedah. If you tell a woman, I'm giving you this, hariyat mekudeshesli, I'm giving you this, and with this you'll be married to me. Her accepting it is an indication that she's agreeing. Because you made a statement. If he says Shayla first and Harayat second, so that the Rosh is saying would be good. Because the Rosh is saying that in Agamara's case, which is no good, if afterwards you say Harayat, then it is good. So I guess the Shtika is a Hidah to the last thing that was said, if there was a statement. If it was a question, then we don't see the shtika as a haidah. It's a haidah to a question, which is not, which doesn't prove anything. This is a chiddush. I'm not saying it's not a chiddush, but this is the pashtus that comes out from the rush. Later on Daf Yud Gimel, there's a case of a woman who's selling varshechi. She's selling bundles of material. She's in the street selling material. Also, a gavra chata varshechi mina. A man grabbed a bundle from her. He came in the street and he grabbed something from her. So, amala havaneli, she said, give it to me. So, amala, if I give it to you, you'll be married to me? Shakla say the ishtaka. She took it, she didn't say anything. So, what should be the din? Well, it should be this easy one, right? A woman suddenly selling something in the streets. A man comes, he grabs something away from her without permission. He's a ganav. He grabs it away. She says, give it back. He says, if I give it back to you, will you marry me? So shakla sabishtika. She takes it back quietly. So is she married? Huh? That's an easy one, right? She could say, the Gemara says, in shakli, if it did in shakli. That's the Gemara, this was a maisa shahaya. She says, yeah, of course I took it. It's mine. So I took it back. Right? So she took it back quietly. What? She took it. Shakla said, well, I guess he gave it back hoping that this means we're married. And then it was Bishtika. What? It wasn't even his. So it's Pashit, it's not a Kedushin, right? So the Gemara is Pashit. So the Avnei Meluim and the Korban Nisanal, both of them again, say 1 minute. What can we learn from this Gemara? The Gemara's case is Pashit, right? Gemara's case is Pashit. He's a ganav, he takes it from her, and then he gives it back. Of course he's not married. But we can learn from this Gemara that were it not for the fact that it's her thing, were it not for the fact that he's a ganav and it's her thing, in a normal case, if he would just walk up to her with a bundle of meshi, a bundle of varshachi, and he would say to her, if I give this to you, will you marry me? And she takes it b'shtika. It's mashal from that Gemara that it would be a kedushin. Because the Gemara there is saying that since he's a ganav, he took it from her. He took it from her. And now he's giving it back to her. And she took it b'shtika. She's not married. Because she could say, of course I'm not married. It's my bundle. So very good. The Gemara's case is an easy case. It's p'shita. But we could be medayik that if it would not have been a gandita thing, if it would not be a stolen thing, normally, she'ila vishtika, if he asks her, will you marry me for this, and she takes it quietly, that Gemara is mashma, that it's a good kedushin. Because the Gemara is only a problem because he's a ganav. If I say so, otherwise it would be a good kedushin. That's not like this mashmai sarash. My mashmai sarash is she'ila vishtika is not a good kedushin. If you ask her and she's quiet, it's no good. That Gemara is mashma. She'ila vishtika is only no good by geneva cases. But in a normal case, she'ila vishtika would be good. So it's shver on the rush. The rush has a mashmois that she'ila vishtika is not a kedushin. And for that Gemara, we could learn that she'ila vishtika is a good kedushin. So till here, the Korban Nisanal and Avnei Meluim was doing the same thing. They made a deal in the Rush that the Rush holds she'ila vishtika is not a good kedushin. They made a deal for Daf Yud Gimel that she'ila vishtika is a good kedushin, and they asked that it's a stira in the case of Shoyel v'Shoysek. So till here, Avnei Meluim, Korban Nisanal are doing exactly the same thing. Here, in how to answer the stira, they have two different mahalchim. The Korban Nisanal says the Iker is like the Diuk in the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. The Iker is like the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel that She'ila Vishtika is a good Kedushin. I over here, why is it no good? So the Korban Nisanal, because it could be that Tosfos holds that that over here it's different. This is Lashon before I say the wrong thing. Yeah. He says the reason, he says really Shila Vishtika is good. Like the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. Our Gemara is different. Because our Gemara, what's the case? The Rush was going on a case where first he said, will you marry me for this? And she said, Hava Miva. First she said a sarcastic Lush. And then afterwards, he said, Hari Amakudeshasli, whatever, with this case of wine. And then she was shaisik. So the Rush says, then it's good. So what happened? First she said a sarcastic Lashon, Hava Miva. And then the man said, Hari Amakudeshasli, and she accepted a Bishtika. So it's good. So here we're Medai from the Rush, that if he wouldn't have said Hariyat, he would have said a Lashon She'ila Bishtika, it would be no good. Why would it be no good here, Sheila Vishtika? Because we're talking where she originally refused him. She first refused him. First she said Hava Miva. So first she refused what he wanted. After she refused him, now he tries again. So when he tries again, Sheila Vishtika is no good, and Hariyat Vishtika is good. That's what the Rosh said. That's Dafka in this case, because it started with a Hava Miva. It started with a case where she refused him. But if it would be a case, Dama, where he asks her and she's Shaisik, the Kamina Sanal holds that it would be a good Kedushin, like the Mashmoyis on Daf Yud Gimel. So Lahalotha, the Kamina Sanal would paskin that She'ila Vishtika, if he asks her and she's quiet, the Kamina Sanal would say it's a good Kedushin. Haraya the Gemara and your Gimel, either Rush, so I have a teretz for the Rush. Davne Miluim, Nemzon, just the opposite. He says the Iker is like the Mashmais HaRush, that Sheila Vishtika is no good. If you ask a woman and she's quiet, it's no good. Aye, by Varshechi, what's going on by Varshechi? Why by Varshechi? It's only because it was stolen, it's no good, but it wasn't stolen, it was good. So Rabbi Lum says the case of Varshechi is a different case. The case by Varshechi is a case where Hitaka asked her, will you marry me if I return it? And then he said, Harayat Mekudeshesli. He said to her, Harayat Mekudeshesli Bevarshechi Zu. He said a Lashon that's not a Lashon She'ila. And since he said a Lashon that's not a Lashon She'ila, the only reason it's no good is because it's a stolen Varshechi. If it wouldn't have been a stolen Varshechi, then it would be good. So the Avnei Meluim is, I guess, Madchik in the Gemara in Yud Gimel. That the Gemara in Yud Gimel is talking that he said Hariyat. Now the Avnei Meluim understands it's a Daichik, so he brings a Rabbeinu Chananel and a Rashba that say this beferish, that Daf Yud Gimel was talking that he said Hariyat. So if Yud Gimel was talking he said Hariyat, it's Bechal not a Raya. So Mele the Iker is Shila Vishtika is not a good Kiddush. Comes out Lahalacha. We have a Machlaikis now, the Karvin Asanel and the Avnei Meluim. The Karvin Asanel, which the Karvin Asanel's Pshat to me seems to be more satisfying in Pshat. Kamenasano holds that Shila Vishtika is a good Kiddush. And our Rosh is talking Dafka in a case where she was originally refused him. The Avni Meluim Nemzan Fakarat, that the Iker is Shila Vishtika, the Iker is that Shila Vishtika would not be a good Kiddush. And the Gemara Varshechi is a different case. We can answer it, talk about Hariyat, it's a different case. So we walk away from this now with a. This is an area in Kedushin which is the least clear of all the pratim in Kedushin that we've had over the last couple of months. Everything is pretty clear. Sometimes you have a machlaikis, but at least it's not. The rules are not fuzzy. The rules of what the woman has to show is the most. Difficult area in Kiddushin. What does the woman have to show in her das? This is always the problem. If you remember, we had also one of the pliyas that if you talk to her in a strange language, and the Edom can't, and her das is not, well, I shouldn't say it's not clear. We said even if she knows the language, it's a problem. But the point was, if in the cases where we don't know her das, you say her mizukekasli, so also it wasn't clear if the woman, bishas maisa, it's not clear if she understands what's going on. It's a confusing din. What should be the din? We had also chalukei deis. And her das, it's a difficult issue. And this case of she'ila, and she's seeing her das, that's the machlaikis. All right, so we come out, again, we have two cases. She'ila, you ask her and she says, hav. So that's the machlaikis to Rosh, Taisis and the Rajba. If you ask her, she's quiet. That's a machlaikis lemaisa. It's a machlaikis davni meluim, and the carbon asadol in what's kavanas atisus. Okay. This is the end of the sugi of the woman answering sarcastically, making fun. Zehu. There's one other issue here before we close the sugya. That's an issue in all the rishayim here, which is not directly in the Gemara. That issue is the following case. Understand the case, don't jump to conclusions, okay? The case is, a woman tells a man, Zraik mon al yam, v'skadish ani lach. Throw a mon into the yam and I'll marry you. And he does it. Now, I mentioned this to you briefly on Zayin Amud Aleph. A man, she tells a man, or what's the other case? To 10 kiko lekelev as kadosh ani lach. She tells him in any of these cases, but not the Gemara's case. Here she said, kedushin, she said, zraik mon al yam, and we know she really wants to be married. We're not mesufik in hadas. She tells him, Zerek mana liyam is kadosh ani lach. Or take a mana and throw it in a kikar and give it to the dog. Which way is it pashut?
This way.
It is good or it's not good?
It should be no good because unless it's on the question, it's already
there. It should be pashut. It's no good. The machlaikis here has to do with din arev. The tzad that 10 mon al yam, zraik mon al yam, v'skadish ani lach should be good, is totally in din arev. The Ramban, and the Ran brings the Ramban, the Ramban holds that it works b'teres arev. What was arev? Arev is, I say, give someone else the money and I'll be married to you. That's the din arev. So the Ramban shita is that if I tell you to throw it into the yam and I'll marry you, in exchange for you throwing it to the yam, that's also kedushin. It's arev, din arev. That means the Ramban holds arev doesn't have to be a bardas. Arev could be thrown into the yam. The Rajba and the Rosh and Asugi and the Rajba disagree. They say, well, that's not an arev. Srekman al-yam is an arev. Srekman al-yam is not din arev. It doesn't work. Arev has to be, give it to a bardas. What is this machlokes tali in? So I'll hopefully you ring the bell back to what we had by din arev. I'll remind you. By din arev, if a woman tells a man, give money to Pliny and I'll be married to you. So what does he say? When he's ready to marry her, he says, hurry up, mukudeshus li be what? So we had two pshatim, right? We had either the Rosh said, you say, Hari Amu Kudeshus Li, Bimanazu, that I'm giving Pliny. The Rosh says, you're married to me with this money, with this $100. The Rambam said, no. Hari Amu Kudeshus Li, with the Hanoah, that I'm giving it to someone else because you said so. What is the Kedushin with? If you hold like the Rosh, the Kedushin is with the money, what does that mean? What's din arev? I give someone else money. Remember we argued, if you tell me to give someone else $100, how much is it worth to you? Right? I said that if you tell me to give someone else $100, it's worth less than $100 to you. Some of you disagreed with me. Okay. But what am I marrying you with? The $100? Or the fact that the hanah that I'm willing to give him because you said so? The rush holds, I'm marrying you with the $100. Hariyamu Kadeshus Li with this $100 which I'm giving Pliny. That means Din Arav is a Gzeris HaKasav. That when the other person receives it, it's as if you received it. So the rush holds that Din Arav is that if I give it to someone else, it's like I gave it to you. So by Zrak Badal Yam, if you tell me throw it to the Yam, so there's no Din Arav. Din Arav is a Chiddush. That Pliny got it, it's like you got it. So the Rosh says, if you tell me throw it into the Yam, it doesn't work. That's not the Chiddush of Din Arav. Din Arav is that if I give it to Pliny, it's like I gave it to you. The Rajba disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds, Rekman Liyam is not a Kedushin. Rekman Liyam is a Kedushin. It works out Din Arav. Why? Because I'm not marrying you with the $100. I'm marrying you with the hana you have that I'm willing to listen to you to spend money, or to waste money. I'm willing to show by my obedience to you by throwing it away. So if it's with that hana that I'm willing to give away money based on picha, which apparently is a hana, so then it could work by Zerek Manalian too. What's the difference? If I give it to a bardas, I don't give it to a bardas. If I give it to a dog, I give it to a person. No difference. If you tell me give it, just throw the kikar to a dog, so it's just as much din arif. Because it's not that the dog accepts its kilu, you accepted it. The pshat is that you're mukadeshus with the hanah that I'm willing to give away money based on your say-so. So yenem achlaikis and how arif works is the nekudas hamachlaikis of over here in this case. The only like PS to this is somebody asked me this question after we passed Din Arav. So I don't know, I was a little stumped at the following question. If you hold Arav like the Rosh, then I'm marrying you with this $100, I have no problem. Because there's a cost of Din Arav. If you learn Din Arav is that Bahi Anoah, that a woman has some hanah, she tells a man, listen, I want you to take $100 and give it to Pliny or throw it to the Yam. So a woman has a hanah with that. And with that, she's married. So you say, Harim Gdash Li, with the hanah that I'm willing to give someone else money because you said so. The question was, if that's pshat, what do I need Din Arav for? What do I need? A big lumdis from Din Arav, l'chaira, it should work up his svara. That's Meshua's Kasha that we had originally. That's Meshua's Kasha we had originally. Do we have a Mahalach in it? That's Meshua's Kasha. What do I need in Arif for if it works off his far? So, I don't know. Does Rek Madaliyam help us answer the Meshua's Kasha?
What Kenyan is there?
That's Peshu's Kash originally. What Kenyan is there not for that? The Hano, just like Rekoid Lofane. Are you right? Peshu's Kash. Okay, so this is the Machlaik is here. The Gemara goes on a few more lines. Hilchisa Einam Kudeshes. V'hilchisa shirai leitzrichi shuma. Remember what that was? We had earlier the case of shirai tzrichi shuma. The machlokes is back in the sugya of shirai of shuma on Zayin Amid Beis. V'hilchisa k'rabalaza. V'hilchisa k'rava. Are you supposed to remember who Rabalaza is and who Rava is? If I said some Rashi that the Rashi doesn't expect you to remember. So Rashi tells you that Rabbi Loza goes back to the case of Skachi Vimana Vinosma dinner. Kirava is the case of Mana Inkan, Mashkin Inkan. And the Gemara is hinting that we need to chazer. Right? That's why the Gemara says this, right? If you need to do chazar. And let me just tell you that we finished right b'shloisha dvarim drachem isha niknis the kesef b'shtar b'biyah. From davav to here is kesef. The next price is torah b'nei b'shtar. We can do the sugi of shtar next, and then the sugi of biyah. The Gemara goes through all three of the dinim of the Mishnah, and we chazard the first part till Zayin Amid Aleph. So now we're going to have to chazard from Zayin Amid Aleph till here. I just want to start the chazara with Taisus. Taisus v'Hilchasa. I read you this Taisus back before by Shirai. I just want you to know the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam here brought in the middle of Taisus. Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, it's a smack halfway down the Taisus. Right, this is the Rabbeinu Tam who explained why we get married with rings that don't have stones. Right, also Rabbeinu Tam, Amir Rabbeinu Tam, also Lashminan, the Dafka Shirai who delights Rishishum, Alafishishamus and Yedua Ktas, Vayimer Gil and Litais Bay, Kokach, Avol Shar Devarim, Kagain Avarim Taivais and Margolias. Like stones or pearls, the two of them could look the same. The whole thing is strange that one is worth a lot more money than the other. Isn't it a weird thing? You have two stones, one's worth a lot of money, one's worth a little money, and the only person that knows which is somebody is an expert who looks at it. There's no practical difference, just it happens to be it's worth more. Yeshayim Tavis Elamat, Regilit Tais Beharbe, Yaisim Mishavia, Sri Chishumma Mishum Bloy Sam Chedaita. Lafikach nagu ha'olam lekadesh b'taba she'im ba'even. Okay, this minik to be mekadesh b'taba she'im ba'even, you should remember it comes from this Taisus, which is tied to the previous sugya, and Taisus is here because Taisus brings it into Tidav Hilchasa, but this is Rabbeinu Tam.